Chapter 3. Blamers and Targets. It's all your fault. After enough incidents of being shoved, hit, and kicked by Sam, Sarah, with the help of her cousin, got up the nerve to go to court and ask for a restraining order. She didn't really want a divorce. She only wanted Sam to change. She got a restraining order based on her description of only one incident. She held back the full history of abuse because she did not want to upset Sam too much. But after she got the temporary restraining order, TRO papers, she changed her mind and never had them served on Sam, so they expired. Finally, after more abuse, she again went to court, got a new TRO, and had the paper served on Sam. He was ordered to move out of the house and stay at least 100 yards away from her. At their first full hearing, Sarah was surprised to see that Sam had an attorney. She had none. Sam's attorney argued persuasively that the allegations against Sam were false and that he should get custody of their son Jay, now 1 year old. He alleged that Sarah was a depressed pill addict who hit the child, gave him tranquilizers to keep him quiet, and left him unattended to wander in the house while she slept all day. Sam provided two declarations, signed statements filed with a court, one from a friend and one from his sister, who said Sarah had told her that the bruises were from being clumsy, which Sarah actually told her once. Both declarations swore that Sam had never been violent with anyone, that he was a very caring father, and that Sarah was mentally unstable. None of this was true, but Sarah was in shock. She knew she had seen her doctor for sleeping pills and overslept on one occasion. She felt guilty and was unable to speak up in her own defense against Sam's aggressive attorney and his declarations. She had merely tried to protect herself and was now a target of blame, unprepared to defend herself and unable to explain the full story of Sam's abusive behavior toward her. After 5 years of marriage, Thomas decided he could no longer tolerate Tammy's mood swings and frequent rages. When Thomas told Tammy he wanted a divorce, she threw an iron at him and smashed a window in his car.
"How can you leave me after all I've done for you?" she screamed. "You'll be sorry!"
Thomas suggested that they handle their whole divorce with an out-of-court mediator, but Tammy refused to do anything to help make the divorce happen. So Thomas filed for a court hearing, asking for equally shared custody of Brianna and reasonable child and spousal support for Tammy. Before their hearing, they were required to attend.